Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Christopher Mertz, 1982 alumni of Washington High School and now Director of Jazz Studies at University of Northern Iowa, about bringing a concert to Washington this week. You are bringing a concert to Washington, your alma mater, here soon. Can you share what's going to be going on?
Sure. So Gary McCurdy contacted me several months ago about coming to town for an educational opportunity with the middle school jazz band and the high school jazz band, as well as sharing a concert with those two bands, along with University of Northern Iowa Jazz Band 1, which I direct.
And what do you hope the local students take away from this experience?
Well, you know, when I was growing up in Washington, the opportunity for a life in jazz or a life in music seemed so remote. You know, it seemed like that's for kids from Chicago, or that's for kids from New York or Los Angeles, you know, urban centers. That's not for kids from the cornfield. And what I want kids to see is that my band, which is made up almost entirely of Iowa natives, is the equal of any of the regional jazz bands. And these guys are really doing it, really taking it seriously, and really playing well.
And while you're here in town, will you have workshops with the students or just the concert?
Yeah, we have an afternoon of workshops. We roll in about 11:30, and we're going to have lunch at JP's, hopefully with the mayor. And then we've got workshops starting about 1 in the afternoon until, I think, 3:30 or 4 maybe. And then we'll have a chance to relax a little bit, do a sound check, get some dinner, and start the show.
And with this, what's it like coming back to the high school you graduated from? I mean, I suppose it's a different building, but the same town.
Yeah, it sure is. I was actually in town, played on that stage with Randy Swift and John Kessel last summer on the concert that I'm trying to remember what Randy calls that band. It's a little big band that he conducts. So that was great fun. I've had a chance to be on that stage once already, but it's going to be really nice to bring my band to town and for people to see what I've been up to in the last, well, I've been at UNI for 18 years now.
And with this, what would you say for any aspiring jazz musicians in the community?
Oh, well, you know, like I said, I think it's affirming that kids from the cornfield can play this music. It belongs to all of us as Americans, and it's a great way to express yourself and to explore some sounds that really kind of ultimately form the foundation for all the popular music styles that we have here in this country.
And when you started in jazz, what instrument did you play?
Well, you know, when I was a young lad, I was really interested in a drum set, and my dad bought me a little toy drum set, which I eventually graduated out of. But when I started in school band, I was playing the saxophone. So that's been kind of my primary instrument over the years, although I do still play some drums.
And do you have a favorite piece that we're going to be able to see when you're here in town?
Oh, yeah, you know, I've got a lot of student composers in the band, and so we'll be doing some things by some of those kids. And that's, for me, that's the real excitement, is to kind of be playing our own music. So my drum set player, Patrick Cunningham, is quite a good aspiring jazz composer, so we'll be doing at least one of his pieces. And we're also going to be presenting 3 pieces from our guest artist who will be appearing with us on our home concert in April, a gentleman from Los Angeles named George Stone. So it's going to be a really varied and interesting program, but I'm particularly proud of the student compositions.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, yeah, actually, just to thank Gary McCurdy for spearheading this effort. You know, Gary was my high school band director, and he, in a lot of ways, helped me out when I really needed help. So I can't thank him enough for all the great work that he did, both for my career and for all the other young musicians in Washington, Iowa.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington alum Christopher Mertz. He's now the Director of Jazz Studies at the University of Northern Iowa. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.